ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 16th कृष्ण चस्टाइजेस द सर्पेंट काली टेक्स्ट 23। इत्थं स्वगोकुलम् अनन्यगतिं निरीक्ष सस्त्रीकुमारम् अतिदुःखितम् आत्महेतो आज्ञायमर्त्यपदवीम् अनुवर्तमाना स्थित्वा मुहूर्तम् उदतिष्ठत् उरुङ्गबन्धात् ट्रांसलेशन देर इज नो पर्पल ट्रांसलेशन द लॉर्ड रिमेन फॉर सम टाइम विदिन द कॉइल्स ऑफ द सर्पेंट इमिटेटिंग द बिहेवियर ऑफ एन ऑर्डिनरी मॉर्टल बट व्हेन ही अंडरस्टूड that the women, children and other residents of his village of Gokul were in acute distress because of their love for him, their only shelter and goal in life, he immediately rose up from the bonds of the Kaliya serpent. Text 24 and 25. His coils tormented by the expanding body of Lord, Kaliya released him. In great anger, the serpent then raised his hooves high and stood still, breathing heavily. His nostrils appeared like vessels for cooking poison, and staring eyes in his face like firebrands. Does the serpent look at the Lord? Text 25. Again and again Kaliya licked his lips with his bifurcated tongues as he stared at Krishna with a glance full of terrible poisonous fire. But Krishna playfully circled around him just as Garuda would play with a snake. In response, Kaliya also moved about, looking for an opportunity to bite the Lord. Purport. Lord Krishna moved around the serpent so skillfully that Kaliya could find no opportunity to bite him. Thus the snake was defeated by Sri Krishna's transcendental agility. Hare Krishna. In this verse, it is explained that Supreme Lord Krishna, who had entered this lake of Yamuna, in which this poisonous snake Kaliya was staying, and because of his power he had spread poison not only in the water but that poison had effect even on the shore, even on the atmosphere around, in the air any bird would fly above that, they would fall dead because of the poisonous fumes coming from this lake. So Lord Krishna entered this lake for various reasons. Devotees have been discussing, first of all to subdue Kaliya, and to give pleasure to his devotees. That is the purpose of the Lord. And at this time, when Lord Krishna was very young, as like a small child, when he entered there, all other Vrajavasis, his friends, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they were in great distress because for them he was a small child or friend, their most beloved object, without whom they could not survive. And we can see the emotions they were exhibiting. Some of them, they were ready to enter this place, although they knew that they would die. So it was quite a emotionally disturbing situation for the residents of Vrajavasis, and it was the live. Everything was going on live. There was nothing like movie and then people feel emotions after seeing that. But here they could not understand what will happen without Krishna. And here Lord Krishna is in the coils of this serpent. And this serpent, everyone knew that is a very poisonous. They could not even approach the place. And Lord Krishna is right there in the coils of this great serpent. It is as if he is in the mouth of death. So, and this time when Lord Krishna was there within the coils, he just stayed there for some time without any movements. So it appeared to the resident that what has happened to Lord Krishna, whether he is alive or even that kind of emotions were coming, because serpents or the pythons, they are very strong. Once they catch a prey, an animal, even the bigger animals they sometimes may catch and encircle, then they just, that animal cannot escape. And that is the strength of serpent. It's their coils, their poison, that is the strength they exhibit. And anybody would die in such situation. And Lord Krishna also appeared that he is just now, not any movements, nothing is happening. So all the more they were getting more disturbed. So he remained there for some time, and even that time appeared to be like a yuga, millennium, for because every moment was important at this time. So these children, these ladies of Vrindavan, the residents, they were in acute distress. They could not understand. And immediately after that, Lord Krishna rose up from the bonds of Kaliya serpent. Because ultimately Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, some action is happening. So again, they were hopeful that Krishna is not dead, he is alive. I mean, and he is rising from the hoods of Kaliya or the coils of Kaliya. And then in the next verse it is explained that his coils tormented by the expanding body of Lord, Kaliya released him. Immediately we can see that what has happened, that Krishna started expanding. Krishna is the master of all mystics. He can have that power. Mystic siddhi, sometimes yogis, they have they can become smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest, heavier than the heaviest. They can fly anywhere. So here all these mystic powers are coming ultimately from the Supreme Lord. He is a source of all powers. Even Kaliya, he assumed that power. Ultimately it was Krishna's power. But he was falsely using that. He was claiming that power to be his own. And by his power he was misuse of that power. He was actually disturbing everyone. Power is not bad. If it is used in the right purpose, it is very good. But if it is used in the wrong purpose, then it can really create a disturbance. Even one person can create a huge disturbance, can block the entire system of management or administration or many ways. And we can see what is happening everywhere. Just few people controlling and creating disturbance. So that is how this tendency of control, the misuse of power is shown here. And the whole system can get corrupt. Even the knowledge which is transferred through the disciplic succession, Lord Krishna explains that even that system can become corrupt. And therefore Lord Krishna has to come every millennium, every yuga, to re-establish the principles of religion. That is a purpose. So therefore, whenever such disturbance happen, the system is disturbed, people, ordinary people are not able to get the real benefit of the process which is given ultimately by the Supreme Lord through his representatives, bona fide representatives. Then sometimes Supreme Lord has to intervene. Personally he has to come. Or sometimes he sends his bona fide spiritual representatives. In every religion, it is not that only in Hindu religion or Vedic religions representatives come, but in every religion Krishna can empower different people to reestablish the real process by which one can become free from this suffering of birth and death. Because that is a main problem. So here it is very, very symbolic to understand that how Lord Krishna is subduing Kaliya. He is not killing Kaliya, but he is subduing. He is Kaliya is ultimately surrendering to Lord Krishna. And after lot of purification, after lot of chastisement, here the chapter is also called as Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya. He is not killing, but he is chastising. Many other demons he killed and gave them liberation. But people may wonder, everyone, devotees may wonder, why Krishna didn't kill Kali? So Krishna is teaching various lessons through this pastime. And we should know that this is quite important, and it represents certain anarthas within our heart, a lot of impurities within our heart, which even in our own consciousness can block the real progress. And therefore it is important that we remove these anarthas, we purify these anarthas. Because in Kali Yuga there is no hope for people. If we start killing because of some small mistake or sin, then practically we have to kill everyone, which is impractical. So therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to give the real mercy by which we purify our heart. We don't kill people, but we purify our heart. So, we'll also see that how this serpent, he had that so much of poison in his fangs, or in his nostrils, or all over his body, everywhere. In fact, when we are in the schools, some Subhashit, Sanskrit shlokas, they were taught, and in which it was explained that the fly has poison in her head. Then snake maybe in his fangs, or scorpions in his fangs, and snake in his hooves. But human beings has poison all over their body. Everywhere there is poison. We start talking with someone, suddenly some negative poison will come. Even sometimes we cannot stand in front of people because of many things, bad odors, and just physically and even mentally, certainly things are, a lot of contamination is there. And we can immediately see that there is a lot of opposition. We just cannot enter the person's heart. We cannot give the message. There is so much resistance. You just can't enter my territory. How can you give me a book or preach this message? There's a lot of, everyone is, people in Kali Yuga, they are fortifying themselves. They don't allow anyone to enter. Similarly, this Kaliya, he was not allowing anyone to enter his territory. He created that position for him, and then that's how it was happening. And if we see, then we'll see that Yamuna Lake was a foreign territory for Kaliya, and this was the real property of Krishna. He usurped that, Kaliya usurped that property, which actually belonged to Krishna. He grabbed that, somehow that he took that position, and he was that, he made that as a foundation of power, exhibiting. And Krishna, he has to again restore a lot of things. And therefore we can see that this pastime is occurring. He subdued Kaliya and then sent him other place. Somewhere Fiji, they say that he went somewhere, Fiji Islands. And some devotee had come some few years before, and he was telling that even at that place where this they believe that Kaliya is staying, that is a quite mystical place where they believe that Kaliya is staying. And how Kaliya got so much of poison, it has connection with other pastimes which had occurred in the earlier cantos, churning of milk ocean, when there was a truce between demons and demigods. They were churning that milk ocean, and huge poison came first. They were churning the milk ocean. It was a milk ocean, but still, first poison came out, and it was spreading everywhere, land, everywhere in the sky. It was spreading, and it was disturbing everyone. So, that time, everyone approached Lord Shiva, because Shiva is very, very merciful. He is Vaishnavanam Yathashambho. He is the topmost amongst all Vaishnavas. He understands how to relieve the distress of Vaishnavas, other Vaishnavas, Paradukha Dukhi. So he took great compassion, and he decided that he will drink that poison. In fact, poison is very bad. We can't handle the poison. Once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining that if you put the poison in the water thinking that it is disposed of. It doesn't happen like that. We'll see how environment is getting polluted. If you put in the water, water gets contaminated. If you put in the air, air is getting polluted. If you put in the land, you try to put somewhere deep down, even in the earth, the land is getting polluted. And it can go in the water streams underground and pollute that water. So poison is not very easy to handle. But Lord Shiva, he took great compassion. He decided that he will drink that poison. He had that tremendous capacity of digesting that. And Srila Prabhupada warns many places that one should not try to imitate Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is a different personality. One should not try to imitate Lord Shiva, thinking that maybe Lord Shiva was powerful to drink poison. And I am not like Lord Shiva, but I can drink or smoke marijuana or drink wine and justify the devotion. It doesn't happen like that. One will get disease if he tries. So Lord Shiva, he drank that and he held it between in his neck. Therefore his neck became bluish, neelakanta. So in this way he resolved that situation of poison coming out of milk ocean. But it is explained that some few drops, they fell from his palms as he was drinking. And many snakes, cobras, poison snakes, and some kind of vegetables and drugs, they drank that poison. And because of that, there is poison in the snakes or cobras and many different places. And this was one snake, Kaliya snake, who had such power. he was exhibiting his power here and showing how much that poison was so disturbing. So we can understand that how this poison was creating so much problem. And on the physical level, if we analyze the entire pastime, then we'll see that the water was contaminated. The water of Yamuna was contaminated at that time when Lord Krishna was personally present. And now also there are a lot of campaigns going on. People try to, actually they are seeing that the water of Yamuna river is not the actual Yamuna water, but there is some sewage is coming to Vrindavan. So that shows that how much things have gone degraded. Water has been contaminated so much. Not only in Yamuna, but if you see the Kaliya's representatives or the Kaliya feature manifesting in different places and countries is very disturbing. Because there is no concern for environment. Kaliya did not have any concern that he didn't think that it is going to pollute the water body and people cannot drink that. So therefore we can see that in today's world, we may say that we are civilized or advanced than the earlier age people, primitive people or stone age people, so called. But in today's world, the situation is more worse, because at least people had sufficient water for drinking, proper things to eat. But in today's world, if you see that just because of the environmental crisis, people's lives are coming in danger. That is the main problem. The air is getting polluted because of so much vehicles, and it may appear at some time that we can, we don't have to walk, we can run in the vehicles, and then because of that one small invention, petrol engines and diesel engines came, and they thought that we are able to utilize that latent energy of petroleum, crude oils, into more constructive way. That was like a big success of the material civilization. But if we see from the different perspective, then we'll see that ultimately it is affecting the entire environment. And there are many ways it is affecting, and lot of statistics also there. And if you see that, then if it continues like this in the future, then normal human being cannot survive in cities or anywhere actually, because everything is becoming so polluted. And there were some statistics in which they found out that 22% of water all over the globe is used for industrial purposes. 22%, 70% for irrigation, farming, and many other, and only 8% for domestic purpose. About only 8% out of 100%, where the entire planet has 70% of its water, almost. But because of the pollution is happening everywhere, only 8% left. And industrial waste, so much we may think that industries are growing everywhere, and nobody follows any rules. They just drains down all the waste, sewage, and very harmful chemicals in the water bodies. And it may appear that water may purify, it may disintegrate things in the water, but there is so much dump in the water that the water does not have any capacity to purify, and it takes different things to disintegrate in at different speeds. Even ordinary paper may take some years to disintegrate in water. Aluminium may take centuries. This is the modern, even the scientists are saying like that, I'm not saying. And there is so much pollution in the ocean. It is not that oceans are free from pollution, but even the they have found that even the ocean carbonification, the carbon content in the ocean has increased a lot. So therefore, there are a lot of ecosystems in the water which get affected. And because of that, the entire cycle gets affected, and it may appear that they dump all the things in the ocean, and they may eat fish. People may just, they are addicted or they like to eat fish, but even they have analyzed that the smaller fish are eaten by the bigger fish. The smaller fish eat all those kind of stuff, poisonous stuff, and a bigger fish eat small fish, and human beings eat bigger fish. So all that they get is all the poison in their body. And that's why the health problems are increasing. People are having diseases because of the wrong habits of eating. And therefore, even somebody may think that I am vegetarian, but still, if that food is not properly grown or there are a lot of chemical fertilizers are there, then even these chemical fertilizers, they affect the body, human system. And therefore, the health problems, or people are dying because of these basic things. And it is explained that pollution is such a big problem that almost 100 million people are getting affected all over the globe, which is equivalent to malaria or HIV problem, which is equivalent to that, just because of the pollution. And then another statistics explain that almost 1 billion people do not have access to safe drinking water. They can't have access to safe drinking water. 1 billion people all over the world. And 5,000 people die a day. That's very disturbing, 5,000 people. And why we had to discuss this kind of statistics or go into this? Because it is why we are not just discussing Krishna Katha and get immersed into the rasas and everything. Because ultimately we are living in the environment. With the philosophy may be transcendental, but we are not in the transcendental world. We are still in the material world. And unless we take steps in our own individual lives, in the in our communities, in our families, and in our organizations, we cannot make a change. We may say that we may go to Vrindavan and say, tell politicians and all those people to save Yamuna. That is good, we should do that. But if we do not follow in our own lives, then it becomes just a theoretical. Therefore, every individual person can make a change in their own lives. And there have been a lot of guidelines on how we can make a change. Because whatever water we get, fresh water, we should try to use that discreetly. We should not unnecessarily waste. Because otherwise we are causing problem to the entire environment. Every time we use the water, we should be extremely careful that we are not unnecessarily wasting. I know some devotees in the congregation, I won't take their names, but they have a habit of taking bath with a tumbler and bucket. Just one bucket of water and tumbler, it's sufficient for taking a perfect bath. No need of using showers. So that's a wonderful example, in fact, that they're following in their own lives, and that shows the depth of Krishna consciousness, that we respect Krishna's energy. Because water is Krishna's energy, it is not our own. Bhumi, Rapo, Analo, Vayu. And Krishna has given us that. And it is our responsibility to see Krishna in water. Rasoam apsu kaunteya. Krishna says that I am the taste of water. When we become thirsty, only water can quench our thirst. But do we really see Krishna's presence in water? So that is very, very important. Even Srila Prabhupada, when he was walking some place and he saw in field somewhere there was one tap was leaking. And it was not like a full force tap was leaking, but it was just dripping little. And Prabhupada went and closed that tap, just to show that how much it was not his property, but still Srila Prabhupada was showing that how we should be careful to see that Krishna's energy is not wasted unnecessarily. Whatever is required, only we should use that. So therefore that consciousness is very, very important in our individual lives. And therefore, it is very, very important that we practice in our own lives. And in that way, we will be able to smallest degree, whatever way, we can solve the problems of this pollution. Because there are many things, in fact, that how much waste is thrown in the ocean and how many children die and so much statistics is there just because of small negligence. Sometimes people are just callous. They don't want to follow certain things. And they completely go against the natural system. If we observe the natural system of the earth, the environment, then we'll see that almost everything whichever Lord Krishna has provided us is recyclable, which can be recycled, or biodegradable, which can decompose. So therefore, when we utilize Krishna's energy, Krishna's paraphernalia, we have to be careful that we don't just litter things here or there. And even the paper or even the flowers sometimes, we may just think that we are disposed of, but where they are going, we should be careful. It can be recycled, and the paper can be recycled. And in that way, the community, in fact, can show a great example that how we are not just theoretically speaking that Krishna consciousness is the topmost philosophy and everyone should follow that. But practically what we are doing, that will really change the hearts of people. So therefore, it is important that we follow these two things very carefully. First of all, the water, and another, chanting. Because chanting, which will purify our internal consciousness, it is very, very, very much required, that without having pure consciousness, we cannot live in the pure surrounding, or we cannot manifest that pure surrounding around us. We may have wonderful thoughts and visions, and but if we do not work practically, then it is of no use. Therefore, one should chant purely and pray to the Lord to give us that understanding by which we can create a pure atmosphere around us. And this is exemplified by Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, who was in Fulia, was staying at one place where he used to chant 300,000 names a day. And where he was chanting in that cave, there was one poisonous snake who was staying there. And when people would come, they would get disturbed because of the fumes or the smell, bad odor coming. So they could not take association of Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, comfortable. But he was not getting disturbed, he was living there, coexisting peacefully because he was chanting. So there was no disturbance for him. But others were getting disturbed. So they requested that, please, you go to some other place. We can't come here and take your association. So then he said that, tomorrow, either I will leave this place or this serpent will leave this place. they found out that there is some poisonous serpent. So next day when devotees came, they were doing kirtan and all. So that time this poisonous serpent came out of that place and went away. Even that serpent could understand that he is chanting very purely and I am creating disturbance. Serpent could understand. And therefore he left that place. That is the power of chanting purely. So therefore we have to practice both things, chanting and doing practical things also. So that can, in a smaller way, whatever we can follow our in our lives, so we can make a change. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comments or questions? Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.